This podcast replay is brought to you by Sports Grill. With over 35 years of making it special grilled, they're celebrating the start of football season with 15% off all bone-in wings. Visit any of their 7 locations all over South Florida.
Skyler was bad, man. Skyler was bad. There's no way around it. I know Teddy was kind of banged up. And I told you in the pregame, right? I said, this is the kind of game that maybe, you know, Tua goes up to the fourth quarter, early fourth, gets out, and then Skyler plays the rest and gets some good playing time. And he did get good playing time. The sad part was he's a young quarterback that gets playing time with a broken line now. And that part sucked, dude. You know, we can ask veteran quarterbacks sometimes to have to adjust to pressure lines and okay, hey man, you gotta get rid of the ball and you gotta find a way to make plays because you're a veteran quarterback. But we're asking a 7th round rookie to get into a situation where the line now is completely discombobulated and he's got to now figure everything out. Now, having said all that, he had open plays. He had throws that he could have made and he was inaccurate. Okay? And maybe it's rust also, because you are asking him to play and he hasn't played in several weeks. They haven't needed him in several weeks, so he's been out of a groove. So now he comes in. It's a discombobulated situation. He's then got to find his groove. You can tell he wasn't sharp. How about the Allen kid? He wasn't sharp in the first half. Second half, he started to complete some passes. Not that he's going to be anything, but he got a little bit more in a groove in the second half, and that was because he had not played in a long, long time. That creates problems for anybody, right? And then think about this. It's the same thing. Brandon Schell. All of a sudden, you've been playing right tackle. Now they want you to move over to left tackle. Wow. Greg Little, you haven't played in weeks. They haven't needed you now, right? Because Schell settled it down. Armstead was back. All that. You didn't need Greg Little. Boom. Now you thrust Greg Little in there and he hasn't played in weeks. It's tough, man. It's tough. And you gotta give Skyler a little bit of a break, because this is what you want now to happen is, you know, in a perfect world, okay? In a perfect world, if you can have a couple of more of these games, not necessarily 30-0, but a comfortable lead in the fourth quarter, maybe you can play him more and more and give him playing time so he can get more in a groove. And that way he's also ready to come in as a backup, like Don Strock was for many, many years. And the Stroker was always ready to come in and keep the game afloat or win the game for you. You know what I'm saying? And it's a gift. But then again, Stroker wasn't like that in his rookie year. Okay. Took a few years to develop that. And Skyler's in his first year. It's going to take a few years to develop that. That's just kind of the way it is.